right, guys, let's get started. The requirements of the Open Public Meetings Law, 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board of the Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by the law. We'll rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Lemko.
Here.
Heinrich.
Here.
Noon.
Here.
Conrad.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Thompson.
Yes.
Okay, we'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. You can come up for what you're going to do, yeah.
Do I have to stand up?
You have to stand up and introduce yourself at the podium.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name's Carly. I am the dietitian at the ShopRite of Washington. You may have seen my face before there. Maybe you realized it or didn't. I just want to talk a little bit about what I do there. I do pre-nutrition counseling, also kids' cooking classes. Also, I go out into the community. I talk to lots of local schools. I've given presentations from pre-K all the way up to even Warren County Community College. I've gone there. Talk about different topics. So I do a lot of cool things there, and everything I do is free, all the nutrition services. So, do you want me to bring up the proclamation thing now, or is that separate?
Proclamation?
Do you want to have the borough do a proclamation, or?
I talked to Scott about it. He said that he was going to, Don McDonald.
I'm sorry, he did not give me that information. Do you want the borough to pass a proclamation?
Yes,
we can
please.
I can have it on the next agenda. If that's
okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
fine.
Let me give you my contact information.
Okay.
This proclamation.
March is National Nutrition Month.
And that'll be perfect because the next meeting is March 3rd.
Okay.
You'll come back in and have handouts then, I guess?
Sure, if you want handouts.
Yeah, that would be good. What you guys think for something to look at?
Good evening. My name is Marco Mateo from Washington Township, New Jersey, on behalf of the Washington Theater. Just a quick update. I met with Senator Michael Dougherty this afternoon, about a half hour, and we had a pretty pleasant conversation, and he was in favor of my future vision for the theater as a cultural arts center. I told him we had a not-for-profit company, the Washington Theater Preservation Society, formed to help guide it. We discussed a little bit about Washington and some of the pros and cons of this area. He is going to go ahead and sign a letter of support and recognition of the theater's historical significance and importance to the community and the region of Warren County. He would like to see it move forward, and he said he would brainstorm a little bit on its behalf to try to come up with some ideas about raising funds as well as awareness, and trying to help it out and keep going along and getting toward this grant that I'm shooting for in June. I'm not going to solely rely everything on the grant. I'm going to also look for private investors to do whatever I can to make sure that the theater ultimately is saved.
Mm-hmm.
And in the short term, I am just trying to raise enough money to reopen the theater so I can kind of keep the momentum going that we have established to create awareness about its future, as well as, you know, getting the community to benefit from it, from just local entertainment through music and film.
Okay.
Any questions about anything regarding the theater? Come on, guys, give me a question.
I do have a question. I noticed on the side of the building you have advertisements from McDonald's, a couple other advertisements. One of the ideas I was going to toss that I'm not sure about, you do seem to have a significant amount of room still on that side of the building. Have you explored getting additional advertising or?
Well, I don't own those billboards. That's through my landlords.
They don't, those, that doesn't come back to you?
No, and I think as far as that goes, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that's grandfathered into something pre-existing, so
yeah,
that's
the only idea I could come up with.
Yeah, it's I still shovel the sidewalks, by the way. I did that today, so I'm still doing that. But all I can tell you is I miss operating the theater daily, especially for just the kids for movies and concerts. Really, concerts, it just tears me up not being able to be there for the first time in 8 years during the winter. But I'm just going to do everything I can to get it up to code again and pass my fire inspection. And God willing, hopefully by the end of March, you know, a month from now is really my goal. I do have a grant to turn the electric back on from the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneer Foundation.
Okay.
So the rest of the money, about $2,500, I would have everything from the fire alarm control panel to heating oil to phone service, water service, and everything else restored so I can get back open. But that's kind of where I'm at over here. So I'm trying to make that transition.
So you need $2,500?
Yeah, approximately $2,500.
What is your rate so far?
16. Not a lot, but
okay.
You know, to start.
So you're about $1,000 short.
No, I'm about $2,600 more, $2,500 more short of my total goal, because I don't feel that once I get open, I'm not going to rely on the fact and the mistake that I made that, okay, this amount of money is going to come in. I still have to purchase the film. I still have to probably do a monthly installment of another electric payment. I still will probably have another 150 gallons of heating oil, which is around 400-something. You know, and I want to leave myself with some kind of a concession. I have nothing right now. I don't even have a candy bar in the movie theater. So it's everything that I need to do to stabilize it for a month, to get out of the winter, head into spring, and hopefully garner some attention from the public as far as the plan and to get more donations and keep spreading the word. That's the number I came up with.
Now, you said you're getting from the Will Rogers for the electric?
Yeah, they will do it as soon as I tell them. They have all my application information about the theater.
Now, is there anybody you can get help for with the heating?
I wish there was, but none that I've
found. Have you
searched out? To be honest, no. I really don't know.
There are programs out there.
Yeah, I'm unaware then. I just haven't really.
Because there also is an energy efficient program also, because that's oil there, correct?
Yes, currently oil.
Right, because they sometimes will do conversions over to gas, which is much cheaper.
Yeah, I'd like to go that
way. To help with the cost of that sometimes.
Huh.
You should check into that.
Who would you go through, though?
You can go contact Belvedere.
You go to Happy Bird?
Yes, they have a program there.
At the
where? That's a commercial.
They have it for private, and they help with
commercial.
That also, right, exactly.
Wait, so contact who in Belvedere?
Just ask them for people that help with your heating costs.
Department of Housing.
Right.
They would point you in
there. Because New Jersey has an energy efficient program is what it's called. And it helps businesses and residents become energy efficient. They'll come in and do a diagnosis, tell you what, and then they tell you what you can qualify for.
The theater is very efficient. Okay. That's for sure.
And he has to give permission from the renter. From the person that he's
if they're going to do the conversion, yes, but to get the energy assistance program, like to get the,
mm-hmm.
He can do that. He's the renter, right?
Okay. Is there anybody from the council that's a liaison to the Washington Business Improvement District?
I'm the best.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
How can I meet with you to try to get them on board? Because I don't feel like I'm getting enough collaboration. And I want to try to get them excited about the vision because, you know, now the chamber's dissolving, so I really can't do anything with them at all.
Right.
You know, I'm really trying to work with them. And again, you know, when I was telling Senator Dougherty, he really likes the fact that we're trying to bring live entertainment into the theater more than anything. He thinks that's a, you know, like with Newton, you know, you could use it as a positive example.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at any given time, you have the ability to bring, you know, hopefully 500 to 700 people or more in one shot on a weekend or even a weeknight if you get lucky. You know, half of those people most likely will park downtown,
right,
because the theater doesn't have any adequate parking.
That
might be a good
Josephine
thing.
And
they have an executive committee meeting this Friday,
but Sandy Cerami does the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So you know where she is. She's right across from the Quick Check.
Yeah.
You could go in there and ask to be put on the agenda for the meeting.
On Friday it is?
I don't know whether they'll put you on for this Friday because it's so soon, and I don't know what
they
have on the agenda.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
Friday at 12, but you would have to be on the agenda. I wouldn't suggest just walking in that day, but you could go tomorrow and ask her about getting on the agenda.
Okay. I just need help trying to work with them. I just have I got to try to find some kind of positive momentum with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, you know, for something so big, I just thought I'd feel like there would be more of a support for the theater.
Mark.
You know, after 8 years,
here's Sandy's card.
Nice. Appreciate it. But sometimes I don't, you know, I've done, you know, some things that maybe have not been the best at the theater either. You know, I know it's been up and down and closed and open. It's tough, but I fully believe, you know, living here all my life, that it can be one of the biggest, you know, attributes to Washington. I mean, when I look at my town, again, I just don't, you know, I see a lot of good things and I see a lot of boring things. You know, we got thrift stores, hair salons, pizza, this and that, but there's only one theater. And I think if we could just ride that wave together, it could be something very, very, very beneficial. You know, and I've been going to 100 and county council meetings now. I went to Tewksbury. I'm going to go to Clinton next Tuesday. Trying to get them on board, you know, I just think that if they start to come here every now and again, it's just going to help our downtown again, you know, and I just want us to be recognized in a more positive light with something on the upswing, you know. So, if anybody ever has ideas, do you guys have my cell phone number? You can always just call me. I'll just give it out loud. It's 908-763-8184. You can call or text me, you know, anytime. I'm always open for ideas and suggestions. I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I will give it my effort to make it happen. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lois Balknight, 95 Leonard P. Trail. Here about, we received the material that you sent us on February 3rd, and I have several questions that we need to ask. We noticed that the ADA standards are from 2010 and not as recent as we were led to believe. Is this issue with the standards fully resolved?
Anybody?
I don't think there was an issue with the standards. We're required to comply with the standards, which became in effect, I believe, in 2013. There's no issue with the standards. We're not taking issue with the standards. We need to comply. And we're being directed by the Department of Transportation to do that as part of this project.
Yeah, but this, according to the certificate award, this was known in June of 2014. But we were led, this was never told to us. We were led from month to month. We came here and we were told that you were working on it, this, that. First it was one date you were going to do it then. There was nothing told to us that there was a problem.
Well, we weren't aware there was a problem until we submit plans to the state. The state reviews them. They come back with a review letter, and that's where they said you must comply with the ADA requirements.
But
that's where we are now.
But that information was in the information that you sent us. So how could you not have known? A copy of the award certificate was in with the information you sent that, and the date was on there.
The grant award is based on the application. What then happens is once the grant is awarded, we put the plans and specifications together for the project. They have to be approved by the department, the specific plans. So the grant issues the money. We then do the plans and specifications. They get submitted to the Department of Transportation. The department reviews them and will often have comments. One of the comments that they offer, and I believe it was also in the information provided to you, and I believe it was my recollection, probably September or so, that they said that
they wanted to see additional corners included for the ADA. We originally did the driveway corners at the library, and they wanted to include the, because in their opinion, they reviewed the initial application as having to include those two other corners at North Carlton. So at that point, we needed to include those corners, and they were the bulk of the work, and because they were so complicated to do in those two locations was the main reason we didn't do them in the first place, because they were expensive. And the amount we had originally requested in the grant obviously was not the amount that was awarded. It was substantially lower. I believe the grant amount was a little bit over $50,000, I believe. We had requested somewhat significantly more. So to stay within that grant amount, that's why we initially did what we did. So it wasn't, the initial grant has nothing to do with the comments provided by the Department of Transportation.
But we still weren't told this in September. You gave us a date in September that you were going to start the work. So we were just led to believe, you know, all the information that was in that Kristen sent us was not what you told us as we came to each meeting.
If I could address that real quick. Here's what happened. I'm going to put it in plain English. When we sent those plans, we applied for the grant. And in that grant, we said we were going to do A, B, and C. They added D at a later point, but I'll get to that. So we sent that down there, and we're going to do A, B, C. They sent it, and they said, you got the grant. Now, here's what you have to do. You have to send us the plans to fix it. Okay. So Dawson sent the plans down. He did the plans. We approved it. We sent it down there. They reviewed the plans, and they said, well, these plans need to be amended to include this before we give you the money. That process was taking place when we told you that we have the grant, and we're going to do it. And we probably talked when we shouldn't have, because we didn't know that the state was going to come back and say, now you got to put these two additional handicap access ramps in here. So when we got that back, Dawson reviewed the plan. We had to change the plans. They have to review the changes that we made to the plans. And by that time, it was too late for us to start with the concrete. You know what I mean?
So when did you know all this?
We didn't know this until, what, in December?
No.
I mean, first, here's what happened. And Dawson is right. We got the information back saying that we needed to adjust the plans back in September.
Yeah, we had every intention, and I was here and I spoke in probably it was October, late September, October, and we had a schedule. And part of that schedule required us to do the handicap access ramps first. In order to do that, because the paving portion of this project is done through the co-op, through a contract that the borough has through the county, the Morris County co-op, they don't have the capability through the co-op to do the concrete work, the ramp and sidewalk work. So we had to go out and get additional contractors to do that work. That work had to be done prior to the paving being done. And that is the piece, the getting the contractor and selecting the contractor with a bid that was appropriate. In other words, we can get bids, but if those bids are not appropriate, it's not in the best interest of the borough to move forward if the price is not in line with what the work is meant to be. So getting a contractor with the reasonable price for that and having to have that be done, we essentially ran out of time to do the paving, because the paving is driven by the asphalt plants. The asphalt plants close at a specific time, and that's really weather dependent. If it gets cold early in the season, they close sooner. Sometimes they'll stay open later. We don't control that. So that was really what drove this issue. Now, there's no change now. It will be done in the spring. I think we've said that. We have a contractor selected for the concrete work.
He's going to want to know. Like,
yeah,
we can't give you an exact date.
We can't go for it. All I'm saying is
when?
I'm not going to go on and on, but I still don't understand all the dates, so we'll just leave it with that, because the dates just don't coincide with anything that we were told. That's all I'm saying. In other words, if you had done it in September and then they came back and told you, you were going to have to rip up all the work and do it over again. That's essentially what it comes down to. If you had done the work in September, like you told us, and you didn't find out until December that there was a change, you would have had to do the work all over again.
But we couldn't do the work to begin with, Mr. Bocknight, because the state didn't give us the money to do it.
But we weren't told this. I just wanted to be... No, we were not told this. Am I right?
That they weren't going to
We were not told this.
Until
nope.
All of this was done?
We were not told. We were given date after date. First it was June, then you changed it to September, and then we were concerned about the winter.
I'm
but
go
there's
back.
No sense going all over because...
Go back through the minutes,
Dave.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I have it all written down. So I know what was done. Okay. We'd like to know also, is JCP&L still going to remain active in the conversation over the use of access to their property via North Lincoln Avenue? And our request that the old canal road not be paved. Do we know anything about that?
That's not going to be paved.
Okay.
I can tell you that.
Okay.
Are
you still working
that.
With JCP&L?
On what portion of that access road? We're not paving it. They're not paving it. So what would you like? What are you looking for with Jersey Central Power Money?
All right, it was access to the property, okay. So you're not going to pay the vehicle?
Oh, no.
All right.
And we're not putting the millings there either, as was suggested.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
We're not going to put the millings there either.
Okay, no millings, okay, thank you. Okay, now, there was something in there about a date of December 2015. Date, does that mean that the work must be completed or just that the construction has to be awarded?
December 2015?
Mm-hmm. Because if it's not awarded again until December 2015, this
the project
can continue
has to be, the project must be completed by the end the calendar year of 2015. So that's
okay.
The December 2015 that you're referring
that's,
to.
Okay. So, but if something happens and that's done, we'll be going into 2016.
No, it has to be
it
completed.
Has to be,
it has to be completed
be.
For
okay.
The borough to get the grant right. Money reimbursed from the Department
right,
of
remember,
Transportation.
Has to be. Okay.
Correct.
By that date. Okay. And is there any more information on the status of the project for the middle school driveway? Do we know anything?
I've reached out and spoken with the district attorney, and at this point, we're doing some investigation regarding the issue, and nothing further than what you've already been updated on has been accomplished
okay.
To date.
All right. And the fill-ins that they did in front of our church, and then I guess because of the weather, everything is just completely gone now.
Cold patch?
Yeah, it's just, we've got a couple of piles in the grass and in the parking lot, but everything has come up.
Okay. I'll let the guys know.
Okay.
That's just from the piles ripping it up? And
yeah. Cold patch
cold
is not
patch
meant to last.
No.
It's just meant to get for winter.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Kathy Bryan. I'm trustee at Mount Piscataway Church, Washington, New Jersey. And I'm here to give a comment and to ask a question. I know members of North Lincoln Avenue, residents rather of North Lincoln Avenue, have come to the council meeting to ask about 149 North Lincoln Avenue. It's a house that's been dilapidated and has been a sticker had been put on the house years and years and years ago, probably about 15 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I know the council was talking about they were doing some type of, not a program, but they were looking at all the houses that were condemned in the area and going to work on it at that point in time. What's the status on that?
It's in foreclosure status. It could take 6 months to go into foreclosure. It depends on whether or not the owner comes forward.
Not to cut you off, but the last time when we spoke about this, the council said they didn't know who the owner was. Have you identified the owner?
I know who the owner is, yes. And our CFO will actually be in the office on Thursday, so I'll get a better update for you on where she is with that Thursday afternoon.
Okay. And just a comment to Mrs. Balknight in regards to the paving of North Lincoln Avenue and the grant money. And I hear what you all are saying about you didn't know. The amendments came in after you had submitted for the grant. But it seems to me, and I work in project management, so it seems to me that if you know there's requirements that must be met, new requirements that are met, and if you're getting paid to do this job, I would think that you all would do your research prior to. Now, I'm not saying things can't come up, but at least have a better knowledge of what you may be expected of when you submit a grant, rather than just nilly-willy, just put something in and thinking that, okay, well, we'll do the bare basics and then come back and let the state tell you what to do. So that's telling, to me, you're almost setting us up. Because there are requirements that need to be met. You did bare basics. I don't think anyone really did their research in finding out, well, if you do this, maybe A, B, and C may have to happen. There was no contingency planning, you know, in your plans. It happened, it failed, and then at the last minute, you told us, no go. So I can't understand how, you know, if this is your job to do, to get this information, to do research, seek out what may happen, have a contingency plan, and then move forward with it. But just don't say, oh, we just finally found out, the state came back, you're putting it all on the state. I don't think you all did your job in doing your research. That's just my personal opinion.
I appreciate your opinion. I really do. But there are requirements that have to be met when a grant is submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Every requirement was submitted with that grant that they required at the time. The state then said, listen, okay, you're going to get the grant as it was submitted. We applied, and this is what we said we were going to do in the grant. We're going to do this. When we apply for the grant, we don't submit plans because that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that the engineers do is they apply for the grant, and they say, this is what we plan on doing with the money you're going to give us mm-hmm. in this particular area. And that was an overlay. We're going to mill your road, and we're going to overlay it with fresh new blacktop, make it nice and even. The state said, oh, okay, well, they looked at the grant, and they said, yep, everything is right on the grant. Submit us the plans. So we tell the engineer, do the plans, and it costs the town money. The engineer submits the plans to the state,
mm-hmm.
and then the state says, well, these plans are okay, but we want you to add this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the issue comes in. So I kind of take exception to the fact that we didn't do our work because we put money out. And I agree with you.
You may put money out, but was there thought put into it, though? Like, did you ask, like, if this happens, is it a possibility this could happen? It's contingency planning. In project management, you do that.
Okay. Project management in your world is different than grant applications in a government world. We did everything that was required of us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that was required, and to the point now, you'll find out when we get to the sewer, but we did everything that we needed to do. He submitted the plans. It cost us money. You don't think that if it's going to cost us money, we want it done right?
I would hope so,
okay,
yes.
Okay, absolutely. So he submits the plans. The plans, the state says, you know what, great plans, but we want you to add this before we give you the money. And they send it back. He has to redesign the plans to include what the state wants, send it back to the state. And listen, you know from coming here. You know from coming
mm-hmm.
here. And this is the local government, how slow things go. So he submits it back to the state. The state says, this is what you have to do. We could have had all the contingency plans in the world. We did what it was that we were supposed to do. Now, they're telling us we have to do this, we're going to do this, and it's going to get done. When it's going to get done, I'm not opening my mouth anymore.
Let me ask this question. Did you do the basic requirement of getting it done?
We
you didn't go above and beyond. You just did the basic requirement.
We did what was required of us.
Okay. You answered my question. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the audience?
I'm going to try to say this is going on for 13 years.
I'm Shirley Coleman. I live on North Lincoln Avenue. This has been 14 years. Why is it taking this long to fix a street? And the work that was done, those potholes, because there's a kid there to do what they did. It was absolutely horrible. It was the worst job ever. If I had people working for me like this, they wouldn't be working. So somebody is not doing their job, or either someone don't care. Either or. But 14 years is a long time. Thank you.
Anybody else from the audience? Motion to close audience?
So moved. Second.
Reports? We don't have any reports for this. Committee reports. Dave, Sewer, and Dawson.
Okay, Dawson, did you pass that out to everybody?
No, I can do that right now, actually.
Really? Okay. As we stated in our last council meeting, that Dawson would have the plans ready for tonight to be approved for the project on South Prospect Street, but on Gardner's Court. I have my glass, so I need to make a quick one. Okay, we reviewed the plans with Dawson earlier tonight. All the hookups, excuse me. The new pipe will be laid, if you look up the top where it says Gardner's Court, that's where we're going to put in the new pipe, come down around here to, what is that, Cornish?
Mm-hmm.
Come across South Prospect and go out to the pumping station. As you can see, that on South Prospect, there's going to be new laterals from the center of the road to the curb, and then back up here on Gardner's Court, and then go all the way back to the house. What we have to do tonight is approve these plans. It's the recommendation of the sewer subcommittee that we do that.
I have a question.
Yes. Just let's go.
The houses that are being tied in, Dawson, they're all the ones on the Gardner's Court, the alleyway?
Right.
What about my home and the other home that were initially talked in tying in when they were down here on this side of the street?
They're not going to get tied in.
No, she's in. If you look at the upper right on the plan, the manhole, which
right.
is labeled manhole number one.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there you are.
You come in at the diagonal from
yeah.
the four-inch
okay.
lateral.
Okay.
The main that you normally, your sewage would normally take to get to the siphon is being capped right outside that manhole,
okay.
and it's now going to go back down towards Gardner's Court. So
right.
essentially, all of the properties that are to the,
mm-hmm.
basically, from Cornish Street to the river and South Prospect, in the alleyway, all of those properties are now bypassed from the siphon.
So we're going to do all of them on there?
Everything within that lower portion
right.
from the intersection of Cornish Street is part of the bypass that's now going to go to the pump station.
Okay, wonderful.
So, we approve the plans, we send them to Veolia to go out and get a cost. To go out and get the cost of what the job is going to cost.
Correct. That would be the next step.
Right.
And then what about that issue that we came up with last meeting, that there was some kind of permit or something that was in the
It, because we are impacting and putting additional flow to the pump station, and in essence, that's a modification to the pump station, because we're changing the holding time at the pump station, and even if it's minimal, we still need to file for a treatment works approval, and that's part of what we're doing now. The paperwork's been done. I'm actually going to meet with Christine tomorrow. There's paperwork that needs to be signed by Christine, and ultimately a resolution that will need to be adopted by the council that goes along with the treatment works approval, which can be done actually the next we talked about maybe.
So we're not waiting for anything from the state?
We're waiting for the treatment works
approval. Well, we would need to get the approval and sign off from the state once we make the application.
We have to vote on this.
If I could just make a real quick comment.
Yes.
To the audience. We have the plans. They're done. And guess what? The state said we need a permit to do things that we didn't before. So that's holding things up. So this is another project on the other side of town.
South
this
Prospect,
is how the state,
yeah.
This is what I'm saying about how the state comes back and says, you need this.
I understand
okay.
that.
Okay.
It's all right. I understand.
All right. Thank you. All right, so I make the motion. Dawson, do you want to add anything else about the pump station?
No. I mean, again, there's nothing we're doing physically to the pump station. We just had to make sure that it had the capacity to be able to take the additional flow that we're providing to it, because its original capacity was so minimal. The pump runs about an hour a day. Now it'll run maybe 2 hours a day. So it's really not a big change. I know we've talked in the past about a concern that we were tying our system into a smaller pipe. That issue's been resolved. It turned out to be an actual typo. We confirmed that we're okay there. And I know the one property along South Prospect that is near, closest to the cul-de-sac will be also tied in to the new main and taken off the pump that is currently there.
Wonderful.
So, you know, I think we've addressed all of the issues that we've gone through. We've crossed the T's, dotted the I's. We have some administrative things with the treatment works approval we need to take care of. But while that process is going on, we can then renegotiate the contract with the contractor to do this work.
So we need a motion for the final design for the sanitary sewer improvements to South Prospect Street.
I will make that motion.
Second. Roll call.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Humgow?
Yes.
Don't you have to stay with she's on?
Pardon me?
Is she on the property? She's on the property.
She's on
the property.
Yeah, that's in the conflict.
Oh, yeah.
That's a conflict.
Yeah. I'm not an owner.
Are you one of the property owners that's affected by this?
No, I'm not an owner.
What's the relationship? Is there a relationship?
She rents. I'm a tenant there.
I still think that there's enough
okay.
to connect
then
that
think
it could, it's
no.
not going to change things,
no.
but it's going to catch it back to bite you.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we did that with the sewer thing there, but real quick, Dawson talked about the mid-block crosswalk.
Mm-hmm. Route 57.
Thank you. You want to hit that?
Yeah, and I know I talked a little bit at the last meeting in a little more detail in terms of the state is going to be repaving Route 57 from essentially from Route 22 up to Route 31. They're in their process of design now. Through their process of design, they've become more aware of the condition of the mid-block crossing. So we're at a point now where I think we have to move some things forward to address the issues of the mid-block before their project comes in. So the first step, and I spoke to the Streets Committee, would really be to to do a small survey of that area so that we can get the most current information, grades and things like that, so we can start looking at how to address that. And I know a while back, and I believe it was with the previous council, I had about a year or so ago, I gave a, you know, kind of rough estimate of what I thought the repair construction cost would be for doing the general work. I can certainly provide that back to the current council, just to kind of refresh everybody's memory. I don't, off the top of my head, remember what the number was, but I'll go back and get that and get it to Christine so she can give it to everybody. But the survey would be minimal effort and will allow us to start looking at different options and how to best address this, and start discussing with the state, coordinating when their project's going to happen and how the borough should best handle its portion of what it needs to do.
So what Lawson needs is, he needs from us, he needs some money to do the survey. He's going to provide us with a not-to-exceed letter of $1,500 to do those surveys. So, and then he's going to do whatever he does with the reports. So I would make a motion, if we have the $1,500 for that, right, that we give not-to-exceed $1,500 to have Finelli do the necessary survey work for the mid-block crosswalk.
I'll second that.
Okay. Roll call on that.
Hagan?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klinko?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes. All right, moving on to old business. There is none. Ordinances, we have none. New business, Resolution 38-2015, redemption of tax certificate through Resolution 41-2015. Any issues with those?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call on that.
Connery?
Yes.
Klinko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Sustained on 39, there are two yes.
Just on 39?
Yes.
And on number five, approval of interlocal agreement, solid waste disposal pollution control, financing authority of Warren County and the Borough of Washington. Any issues with that?
That's the same one we had last year. Right?
Same one. We take a lot of our...
Second. Roll call on that.
Who seconded?
I like it. Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Noon? Yes. Heinrich?
Yes.
Klinko?
Yes.
Moving on to vouchers, any comments on that from any of the council members?
Make a motion we pay our bills, sir.
Mayor makes the motion to approve vouchers and claims in the amount of $79,108.
Second.
And 19 cents.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Noon? Yes. Heinrich?
Yes.
Klinko?
Yes.
Recap?
DPW will return to North Lincoln Avenue to take a look at the coal patch and see what they can do to repair it. I'll follow up with our CFO on 149 North Lincoln Avenue to see where it is in the foreclosure process.
Can I interrupt that right there?
Yes. Yeah.
How are we going to get that information? Let me know about that.
She can stop in. She can call me. Did she leave?
The information on... Oh, I'm sorry.
Who was the other?
On this walk night, it was Kathy Burns.
Kathy Burns. She had to leave.
Okay. Can you then get the information from the manager on Friday on 149 and pass that information on to Ms. Bryant?
Friday? On Friday, fine, yes.
To
your office? My office.
Thank you.
Anytime. Fine. We'll prepare a resolution for the next meeting for the treatment works approval. We'll negotiate with Veolia Water for the approved South Prospect Sewer Plan. Dustin, I will need it in writing and not to exceed letter for the survey.
I'll have that to you tomorrow.
Okay. And Dustin will provide to me the crosswalk estimate for downtown.
Is that the proclamation?
For March Nutrition Month.
And the proclamation, right. She'll give that information to me. I also need, from my manager's report of last week, Natasha and I have provided you with the completed annual financial statement and the annual debt statement. There's no action to be taken on those items, but the budget documents we presented, we'd like to set up a budget meeting for next week from 6 to 8.
What's that?
And whenever I can get a quorum.
What day?
Tuesday's fine with me if it works for everyone else.
Tuesday's good for me.
When is it?
Can we do it on the Tuesday?
24th.
24th.
Tuesday is 24th, and it's an advertised meeting, so it'll be from 6 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's good with that date, then?
Tuesday. And that's all I have. Definitely there.
And it's from 6 to 8.
Correct.
Move on to council remarks. Start with you, Dave Higgins.
Thanks. Certainly. A couple things. I actually brought this here for you, Christine. You can pass that time to Christine. That means the snowblower thing to get the snow off, and that's from the manufacturer. They do rent. If you could find out how much that would cost us to rent that versus the $85,000 to purchase, I would appreciate that.
For next year?
No. For this year.
I
believe that's it. I believe. No. One other thing.
That's why I paused.
The longer I sit here, the time clocks. What do we need to get that taken care of?
Time.
Right.
How about that?
Okay. Mark, you need help with anything?
Let's shoot for a completion date by the end of March.
Okay.
I feel comfortable with that.
March 30th?
The end of March.
April 1st start?
As I've stated before and in the past, whenever we convert from one system to another, there will inevitably be issues. So we will be running two systems at one time. The last thing we want to do is mess with paychecks.
Okay. Here's the point that I'm trying to make. When do we hire the seasonal staff? And can we start with them? So if that gets messed up, We can work
it. Work it all in one shot?
You know what I mean? Like
we hire
the
seasonal
really
staff. No, actually, one person starts March 1st, and then the next person starts April. The other starts
after,
in the summer.
Okay. That's where I'm going.
So you'd like to see what they essentially refer to it as a pilot, a test with the seasonal staff.
No, I'd like to see them go first and then hook everybody else into it.
Okay.
You know? I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Ms. Klimko?
Just a few things. I don't know if anybody else received, but I heard from probably at least a dozen residents. The night before last, they got a robocall.
Yep.
At like 2:30, quarter to 3 in the morning.
I
know. Quarter to 3.
They did. And I did speak with Lieutenant Cicero, Deputy Chief Cicero, today, as a matter of fact, because today was the first time I heard about it. Apparently, I was out of town, so Kurt called the snow emergency, our OEM, for people who don't know, Mr. Klausfelder, called the snow emergency at about 11:30, quarter to 12 at night, after he had texted me. I said, go ahead and call it. The police did do the robocalls at 2:15 in the morning to borough and township residents. Mm-hmm. It was an internal mm-hmm. error, according to Deputy Chief Cicero. It's being handled internally, and they did publicly put out an apology to all the residents.
Somebody called me.
Yes.
I got a phone call at 2:45.
Yeah.
I didn't. I got one at 2:45. And my car was even on the street.
It wasn't anyone. I think it's an automatic.
It's a robocall.
Automatically.
Can you explain what that was last night?
So a lot of people were very angry.
The phone call?
I know. The police department did publicly apologize.
It came at 2:00 in the morning. A phone call to tell you to get your cars off the street because there was a snow emergency. And what happened was that was actually. The snow emergency was called at 11 o'clock, and they didn't put it out until 2:15.
Yeah,
on an error in the police department, our manager addressed the police department on that. They're going to take care of their internal issues.
Okay. So that
I just wish it.
That was one thing. Second thing today, the police department was going in a 3-car caravan, literally up and down streets. Hitting the siren, bringing people out. I did notice a car today that was on Kara Street between the liquor store and my gas station that has been there from the onset of the winter. It's never been moved. Apparently it's been ticketed once. People on that street questioned why it has not been towed away. And those people did come out today and finally shoveled all winter's worth of snow off and did move that car. But it was probably about 8 o'clock this morning. They were going around from street to street, mm-hmm. literally over the megaphone saying, cars need to come off the street so that the town could plow. Mm. The question just kind of was, this new ordinance was put into effect about the snow emergency. Other times, it's selected areas where tickets are being issued.
Right.
Why cars are not being towed, and then after the robocall, then why today at like, I don't know what time. I did not know
that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not call a snow emergency this morning, and neither did our OEM. So I would have to follow up with Cicero.
But bottom line is, well, I think what was being stated was today was the most action
mm-hmm.
that any resident saw being taken, that cars were being ticketed, they were being.
That's not a bad thing.
No, not a bad thing. Going to be towed, and that they were literally going up and saying over the megaphone, hitting their sirens, getting people's attention, coming out, is this your car? Yes, it needs to be moved. They were running plates, whatever have you. I don't know what instilled it to finally get kicked into gear, but it was nice to see that it got kicked into gear a little too late for some of the snow conditions, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if the robocalling generated something.
It could have. I didn't even know we were doing. No one, the police department did not notify me about that.
So were they issuing tickets for being parked along the road
yep.
during a snow emergency?
Yep.
I don't know. They just asked whose cars were those. I happened to be at a friend's house this morning.
This is interesting.
And they said if it's not moved now while we're here, the car will be ticketed. If it's been ticketed before, it will be towed.
My suggestion would be, Ms. Manager, can you get some clarity on that?
Yeah,
and there was two cars on the street, and there were three police officers taking care of that matter.
Find out why
and they
it was
waited
such a
till
big
the
deal for this storm,
came
not
out
the previous
before they left.
Storm
either.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes, while we're on that subject, why couldn't we, by OEM, the Rural Coastal State of the County Emergency, put it on FMZ, Channel 69 News? They have blasts on there all day long. School closing, gym closing.
I don't
have
69.
What?
I don't have
69.
Me either.
Me either. Tech does the same thing.
But I don't have 69. So
But people watch Channel 69 News to see if their kids have no school, and it's got on the bottom,
Washington Snowbird, it's a new
it's
car.
It's another place to park.
Yeah, it is.
Put
it's another
it,
place
right.
to have, you know, we call
yeah.
it Operation Snowflake, we call
right.
it J.
Right.
So it's another avenue. Right.
Yeah, just to, instead of people being phone call at 4:00 to 3:00 in the morning.
That was...
I called them back, by the way. Got no answer.
I'm sure you didn't. I did not know they were doing that, but apparently... It's being handled internally at
okay,
the police
thank
department.
Done?
Done. Ms. Newton?
No comments, thank you.
Ms. Connery?
No.
And I have no further comments.
Okay. Then, sir, we'll make a motion to go into executive session after
exactly.
a...
5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
Second.
Yeah.
Whatever.